You can't go through every door. You can't take every tributary. So certain steps lead to other steps. And you find yourself sooner or later in a different place. Now I'm happy to say to you, since most of you know that we just had the Bodhi Center's first annual residential retreat, I'm very happy to comment to you that this was very visible with a number of people at the retreat. And it was very, very heartwarming for me to see. This is what I've been waiting for with some people. When a certain point is reached, that which has been listened to countless times, thousands of times possibly, has been read in books and heard in talks and thought about and everything else, you reach a certain point where it penetrates finally to the point where it needs to get to. And then that's the difference between listening and hearing. Then something is actually heard for the first time, even though it's been heard a thousand times with the ears. It hasn't been heard for real. It hasn't penetrated to the point where it changes you, where it affects what you really know. And I saw that. I saw that process with a number of people. I commented on it at the time. And it's always a delight, it's always a joy, and it's always amazing, because you see how the actual transformation process works. You can see it right in front of you with your own eyes. So why do I assure this group that amazing things will happen to us? Because it's pretty much inevitable. I can pretty much bet safely on that. Because sooner or later, you'll hear for real, without doing anything different necessarily, without somehow adjusting yourself necessarily in a different way to what's being listened to. But believe it or not, interestingly enough, simply by the persistence of sincerity, the underpinning of the spiritual path, as far as my observation, is persistence. And persistence works. Persistence is required simply because you are not in a position, no one is in a position, to judge for themselves, to evaluate in their own mind where they're at. You don't know if 1 minute from now, or if tomorrow, or if next week, something that's been trying to get clear for your entire life will suddenly get clear. You don't know. You can't predict it. You can't second guess it. The only thing you can do is persist. The only thing you can do is keep going, no matter what your idea or judgment is about where you are and where you're headed. It's almost as if you're walking down a road blindfolded. You're not the best judge. That's not a criticism. That's simply everybody's situation. You're not able to see objectively both yourself and the road. So anytime we're evaluating, oh, and you hear this from people all the time. Oh, I wish I had grown more this year. I feel I could have gone farther. Or I feel I could have gone further down my spiritual path. And I feel I didn't make the progress I should. And I tried really hard. And I went to this and I did that. And is kind of disappointing. I'm kind of disappointed in myself that more didn't happen. You don't know what happened. You don't know the actual inner effects that the mind of a person can't judge. You don't know what actually took hold inside and will flower in a month, in a year, in a decade.